One of the things that Mahakachana has done is taken both sort of home and homeless, abode and without abode, as extrapolating from the literal and going to the figurative, in the sense of the five khandhas and the sense bases, so that in terms of practice, that's where one has to understand that. It's also in the footnote. It's also interesting to note that this kind of exposition ended up being kind of a base for how the later commentaries were kind of structured, taking those extrapolations. But anyway, that sense of the looking at the home as the home of consciousness, and so that where that sense of consciousness abiding or taking root and establishing its identity in the five khandhas, and so that then that's roaming about in a home, and of course the opposite with being homeless, and then the roaming about in an abode, and that by diffusion and confinement in the abode consisting in the sign of forms, one is called one who roams about in an abode. So then it goes through the six sense bases, and the sign that diffusion and confinement is both that sense of, and it's not that easy to tell from the footnote. So that some of this is my own take as well, my own sense of that diffusion is that the tendency to proliferate and extend that sense of thoughts and proliferating from a base of sense contact, and confinement that being restricted within, limited within a particular. Through attachment, that one sees only that and doesn't actually get beyond that. And the sign of forms, the rupa nimitta, and the nimitta is sort of the mental image of the experience of form. So it's not just the physical form, but the actual mental experience, the mental image that one creates, whether it's sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, the mental recollection, the memory that one has, so that engaging in proliferation or being obsessed or stuck in a particular experience, that's one's abode, that's where one ends up abiding.
Getting lost in a fantasy.
It's just it's very ordinary. Mm-hmm. And people spend most of their time in kind of fantasy worlds.